Mr. Carl, Karl Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E. Eight sixty-seven. Today's 11/21. Let's see, hang on 1 second. Fifty-eight-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD, shortness of breath, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. Patient does not require any O2 at this time. He's eating less, his weakness, difficulty with ambulation, shortness of breath with activity and at rest. MAC is 23.5. He had lost 10 pounds prior to admission. His PPS is at 40%. He uses sign language to communicate. He has oxygen available to him. Patient also has diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, along with end-stage COPD, psychosis, dementia, autism, congenital glaucoma, legal blindness, period. He uses pursed-lip breathing to reduce his dyspnea. His dyspnea much worse with activity. He sleeps on 3 or 4 pillows at this time. His blood pressure today was 160/98, slightly elevated because of patient's activity. His KPS is at 40%, PPS is at 50%. He's showing functional decline having to do with his shortness of breath and his COPD. He has a cough that is chronic. Patient's O2 sat drops down to 88 with fewer steps, and blood pressure rises consistent with the desaturation related to his end-stage COPD. He's very thin, he's very weak, he's debilitated, has high risk of fall. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.